Hello, hello. Welcome to behind the scenes of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. My name is Phil, and every week I take you into my world as a radio producer. It's been a fun, rewarding, and emotional week to be on radio. Okay, let's go.
Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile.
Smile 90.4 FM.
You know, we're all human, and we can all become a little bit forgetful at times. And it's my job as a radio producer to help the on-air talent out when they become a little bit forgetful. But what happens when the team forgets their own producer's name?
Listen, traffic, a bit of a nightmare this morning. Liana will have a... is it Liana or Liana, Steve?
Liana.
I mean, John. Remember when I said the oldest dads always call you by names that you shouldn't? I'm doing that because I couldn't read what he's put there.
Look, Steve!
It's Liana.
Yeah, I could think of so many names to call you to offend you, but I won't do it.
I'm done.
You're going to call me Darren.
No, Nigel.
Aiden. No, that won't offend me. You'll just give him, you just make him happy, not me. Listen, Steve. Is that Lana's got a voice note for us there? Just very quickly. BET Awards. BET Awards. Before the buzz at 8 o'clock.
Did you guys see Steve won at the BET Awards? Yeah, thanks, team. We've only been working together for like 2 years, you know? I don't think Ricky will appreciate me playing this to you, but I'll deal with the fallout another time. We had a special guest in studio who Mr. Schroeder tried to impress, but it backfired a bit when actor Letabo Mekwa checked him.
We're really loving the things that you're doing online. I followed you last night and I was just loving every photo of yours.
Last night.
I know I was a little late to the party, but your content's fire, girl.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gents, I look forward to one day in the near future having back Tony Oscar Grammy award winner. Because it's on the future. It's written in the stars. Most genuine human being that has this most incredible presence, and importantly, such an, in this day and age, inspirational human being for the next
so
generation.
Much.
It is so lovely having you here with us today. Ladies and gents, please give her a follow. Rick, you only followed last night.
Ricky, when I'll fake you.
Follow Bexis. Come on.
How about you fake? You only followed me last night.
One thing I appreciate as a producer on the show is how quickly Ryan can turn an idea into real action. And that was on full display this week after he got an email from young Sansia Paul.
Your project this year is to go out and to bring in sanitary products for those that can't afford it. Those many, many kids that are your age even, that are heading off to school feeling embarrassed that they can't afford something that should be a basic essential.
I love school.
Yeah.
And the fact that someone can't go to school for that reason, for me, is very sad. So I want to help them.
Ryan gave me a call yesterday. Ryan sent me a message and I thought, well, this is such a brave, inspirational thing you're doing. And it excites me. It excites me that an 11-year-old girl your age gets up and stands up doing better than some of the leaders in our community.
Unbelievable.
So I phoned a couple of people. Legacy Liquors is close to the community, customers, suppliers. I said, guys, this is a no-brainer. This girl, she's inspiration. I want to get behind her. What can we do? So I'd like to give you 40,000 rand.
He's just sent me a message going, my phone's been buzzing since this morning. Instead of 40, you can make that now 70.
And ahead of Father's Day, I really want to tell you how much Friday's show meant to me when I managed to get hold of a listener and her father at the same time, because they had a story too special not to share.
Got this beautiful message that came in from Nabila and Umar this morning. Listen, Nivea.
Good morning, Smile team. Hope you guys are well. My little son, Umar, wants to wish his dad happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dada. I love you so much.
And for Abba?
I love you also, Abba, for so much. For you and always, Dada and Abba.
Thank you so much, guys.
Nabila, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Why are you making me so emotional so early in the morning?
That is just the sweetest. That is the sweetest heartfelt message for a dad, and a very special dad ahead of Father's Day, because Nabila, Ishmael's he's more than a dad. I mean, he's a super dad. You know, there's dads out there that are dads, and we'll be like, yeah, I'm one of those. And then you get those dads that are just, they go above and beyond, you know, and Ishmael is that.
That is true. You know, they always speak about superheroes, eh? But he is the superhero, and my mom is like the anchor behind him. So we are two girls in his life, and I think we literally says to us, we always keep him on his toes, and we make him old, but he tells everybody he is still 27. And his grandson believes till today he is 27 years old.
Oh, so sweet. Now, your dad's got this amazing story of life. Not only is he a dad, but he's a dad to many.
Yes, he is a dad to many. So years ago, his late sister passed away, and my mom's late sister and brother-in-law passed away. So we took on them in our house. We came from humble beginnings, and without question, he became their father figure, and my mom became their mother figure. And we became from just two to a family of 9 kids, or 10, I think. And he put them, he made sure they did school. Education was number one priority. You don't come and sit in my house and think that you're going to live here for free. You go study, study, study.
Yo.
And he drilled that in us. In all of us.
That is, I mean, you think about your wherever you are, your current situation, you think about taking other kids on board because you care enough about them to be their dad and to look after them and do what's right for them. 9 of which were in that household. And so ahead of this Father's Day, we want to say to your dad who's on the line with us this morning, Ishmael, good morning.
Good morning.
Sir,
how you guys doing?
You are incredible. How you had any time to yourself in your life is beyond me. You had your hands full, sir.
Well, you know what? You just count every day as a blessing, and I think that is more important than anything else. If you can still work, if you can still use your hands, that is a blessing in itself. And, you know, to have family around you, to have daughters like this around you, it is just an absolute amazing feeling, serious.
Nabila, you are so lucky. You're blessed beyond. Ishmael, your family adore you. They love you. And they thank you ahead of Father's Day for everything that you mean to them. Nabila, do you want to say something to Dad?
Yes, I do. I want to just say thank you, Daddy, for always being there. I mean, you always say Mommy needs to get her cupboard done, and she's been waiting only 28 years. But the moment me and my sister, and the name is Farzana, the moment we are something, without hesitation, he's there. And the reason from our humble beginnings, you are the reason why we are the way we are. And we became academics because of you. You're instilling something in us that I don't think we can ever give back. And I appreciate you, and I love you.
Love you too.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show
on Smile FM.